Well, good morning. If you could grab a communion cup. Stay standing, if you will, if you're standing, if you can. Stay standing while we take communion. And that, Victoria, go back to that "Oh My Soul" line that we were just singing. There you go. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. It just struck me that it's bless the Lord, oh my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions. Not just my spirit when I feel something, but for me to make a choice to bless the Lord. Does that make sense? To make the choice to bless the Lord. To make a choice to brush your teeth. To make a choice to eat something. To make a choice to fill yourself. To make a choice to bless the Lord. And you know what? When we try to bless the Lord outside of how He's asked us to bless Him, it's not a blessing that He receives. Did you know that? When we want to bless the Lord outside of how He's asked us to bless Him, it's not a blessing that He receives. When we decide, I will sacrifice something that I want to sacrifice, He doesn't receive that sacrifice. God receives the sacrifice that He asked for us to give, and that's the only sacrifice that He receives. So you can be here this morning, and you can be thinking, I'm giving Him the sacrifice of sitting here, and that's what I want to give Him. That's all I want to give Him. And He's asking you to give Him your emotions, your thoughts, your attention, your vocal cords, your hands, your body. He's asking you not to sacrifice what you want to sacrifice or to obey what your body wants. He's asking you to give to Him out of obedience, but more importantly, out of deep love and gratitude for who He is. That's good, isn't it? Woo. So what we do, we get together. When we go to a party, we go to a group, we decide, I will interact with these people. I won't interact with these people. I will be kind and gracious to this group, but not to this group. I won't even sit with them, but I'll sit with these over here. And if there's people here I don't like, or if there's not enough people that I do like, I might even get up and leave and make some excuse to leave that area. But when we come together in Jesus' name, we come together not individually, but we come together as individuals, corporately saying we're connected because of the blood and body of Jesus. And I'd be remiss in saying that when we sing together, we sing together. We sing as one voice. So anytime we're together, that doesn't mean you have to sing every word of every song up there, but it means you should be singing something. You should be giving your emotions unto Him. Instead of being excited about who won what or who's going to win what or what's going to happen, you stop that and you start giving your emotions to Him because He's done something amazing for us. He's given us a great gift in Jesus as a child, but He's given us a great gift in that sacrificial lamb, that scapegoat that takes away the sins of the world, that takes away our shame. So this morning, we're going to go back and we're going to sing this song, and I'm going to challenge you. As soon as I win this challenge of getting this little thing off here. Ah, there we go. Technology nowadays. You know, when we come together, we don't want to give up our rights, do we? But when we come together corporately, we're not saying I'm going to give up my rights to Stevie or I'm going to do what Les says. Or if there's a line in the song that says, raise your hands, I don't have to do that. But we give up our right to have a right to decide what we're going to do in worship. And we say, worship is I'm going to show and I'm going to act out my love towards you. And I'm going to do that as a group as other people around me are doing that. And you can say, well, I just don't do that. But then you would be lying to yourself because we all show and worship something and show our love towards something all the time, all day. So it's not a matter of if you will worship. It's a matter of who you will worship this morning. So when we come together, we worship the one that's provided us eternal life and abundant life. So just close your eyes. And make a commitment. Good grief, make a commitment to only worshiping the one. You know, we look at often as, well, I don't, you know, he's number one. But then closely, we have number two, three, four, and five idols set up there. And we shove him to the back. And this morning we're saying we worship the one. And when we come together, we're going to come together and live together and breathe together and worship together, move our mouths together in song in financial giving, in giving to the community with what we do. We're going to come and we're going to give our attention and our love together in unity. And it's brought to us by the work of the cross, by the miraculous gift of Christmas of Jesus. So break the bread and take the bread. As you consume it, allow it to consume you in Jesus' name. And even as you chose to and take that bread and to chew it, choose to take in his love and to express his love corporately this morning. And we take this juice, this wine, the blood of Jesus that takes away the sins of the world, past, present, and future, that carries away all of our shame, all of our condemnation, that removes all fear if we will allow it, all shame, all anger, all bitterness, all unforgiveness. As we consume it, remember what it's done for you, and then tell your soul to rejoice in it. Let's take the cup.
And bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name.